Every time we call the assembly like this, so we start with kirtan. So what is the effect of kirtan before lecture, before class? Because every time we feel we do kirtan, so
why is this start?
Become comfortable to listen and lecture. So it feels good to speak a bit important before.
Kirtan is two ways, not only one way. That kirtan was chanting the holy name of Krishna. Then we also discussing Krishna's qualities. Kirtan, what are doing with kirtan? So we hear the glories of the holy name of Krishna, kirtan. We hear the wonderful qualities and activities of Krishna as kirtan. And we are meant for this. Hearing about Krishna, wonderful qualities. Krishna came to this world specifically to create activities so we can hear about them. So he did so many activities. And then, after performing the activities, Krishna sent his devotees to come and speak them for his devotees. So we should hear about Krishna. Why? Because we want something special. Everybody wants something special. Want us to say with something great. They might say what we want to hear about the material heroes. Alexander the Great. But how great he is. How great is he? The tiny mosquito killed him. This one mosquito bit him and died. Then you are like, how great is that? But even a mighty weapon, tiny mosquito, you cannot see it. It's a tiny mosquito. So we hear about a dead person. What is the value of that? But the nature of the devotee will hear about something great. It's inherent in our nature. So Krishna is telling, say, I'm the greatest, see me, I'm the greatest. In fighting, you can come to Krishna. If you look very carefully, all the demons, the most powerful demons that formidable. Krishna killed him as a baby. Not 20 boys, 125 years. Baby. 1 month. 1 month. What if I were 1 month a baby? Even 7-year-old baby, what will you do? Yeah, 7 years. What will you do? 3 months. Not just 3 months, 1 month. Krishna killed Sakatasura. Sakatasura is the first demon Krishna killed, but nobody hears about him. We hear about other demons, we don't hear about Sakatasura. He was the first demon Krishna killed, but 1 month. Putana came, it was 3 months. Old baby is killing a demon that is 12 miles long. Can you imagine? 12 miles. What is the distance of 12 miles? from here to where?
Twelve miles. Seaside.
From here to seaside. That is the size of Pudana. The 311 may be killed. So it's not important to hear what was such a person. So who is the person there that is more powerful than this 3-month-old baby? Are they killing a person? The 12 miles. People have to use that ladder to climb Putana's body to go and pick baby Krishna on the body of Putana. They have to use ladder to climb on to pick Krishna from her body. 3 months. Huh? So we should not hear about such a person. 3 months. Not only that, when Krishna killed Putana, Krishna threw her body outside Vrindavan to Mathura into Kamsa's garden. So Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakura said, Putana is very dangerous when it's alive. When she's alive, it's very dangerous. Every step, Putana, the child will die. One step, one child is gone. Second step, one child. So if Putana moves the whole day, how many children will be there? Like we are walking from here to the ashram every day for Putana, how many children will be killed by then? It's activity. So even though she was there, the Krishna threw her up to Vrindavan, to Kamsa's garden. So she destroyed all the trees for 12 miles. So,
glorious.
If you hear about that, and now Krishna closed his eyes when he spoke to him. Sajiva Goswami explains, Srila Prabhupada explains, Vishwanath Chakravarti, and other Goswami, Bhugava Goswami. Krishna was thinking, the first hidden man to kill is a woman. So, against the scripture to kill a woman. So Krishna closed his eyes. Krishna closed his eyes because he was thinking, let her not see who I am, so that she will not be afraid and run away. So Krishna closed his eyes to give her a chance to do what she wants to do. And then Krishna closed his eyes. While doing that, Krishna called for another sheep. Me, I'm a butter thief. I'm not a poison stealer. I never steal poison. I didn't come to drink poison. I came to drink butter from my devotees. So Krishna called another sheep. This is your business. So actually, the person who killed Putana is not Krishna. Now Krishna goes in now. That is an antithesis. Because Krishna came complete with all his incarnations. You see, Krishna, one Krishna, all his expansions are inside him. And in each of the incarnations is doing so many things. So we don't see. For example, we're seeing Krishna is punching Kamsa. Not Krishna Govind. He doesn't have that activity. His activity is to play flute and dance. and we enjoy selling water, not fighting. So Krishna does that through his other expansions in one body, one place, so we don't see what is happening. So should we hear about such a person? The best person for us to hear about. So that is Kirtan. That's Kirtan. And then we chant his glories, the holy name. You see all these gross microphones, gross machines, gross things, you know, gross bodies, gross stones, and everything that we see physically now, it came from sound in the mode of ignorance. Sound in the mode of ignorance produce all these things we are seeing. Therefore, we need sound which is transcendental to return us back to our origin. The holy name of Krishna is that pure transcendental sound to counteract the material sound. Ignorance. So in every holy activity, holy name is a conclusion of all activities, especially auspicious activities. So in the Vedas, all rituals begin from Om. In the Dhamma Sattva, all mantra begin from Om Hare Krishna. Om Tad Vishnu Paralam Padam. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo. Oh, Om. Everything begins from Om Krishna. Sound, very important. That is why the scripture says, of all the senses we have, hearing is the best. Because if you sleep, the eye is closed, you don't see it. If you sleep, your eyes is closed, you can't see anything. So why is important is the eye? Nothing. It's only important when you are awake. When we're sleeping, how important is our person, our personality? If we remember I'm Mr. Prime Minister. I'm the heaviest boxer or wrestler or high jump, low jump expert. Nobody forget. Nobody remember. We forget everything. When we sleep, do we remember the number one billionaire in the world? Even if you tie money in your hands, you tie billions of dollars in your hand and sleep, we remember? Nothing. So of all the senses, the most important. So our danger can be perceived by hearing. By hearing someone step coming to kill you and you wake up. And then you can. The hand can become useful, other senses can become useful. But before then, all the senses are useless except hearing. That importance of sound. So we hear. Therefore, of the nine processes of bhakti, it begins from hearing. You don't hear how we chant. If you don't hear, how will you remember? What will you remember if you don't hear? What will you remember if you don't hear? If you don't hear, what will you chant? What will you remember? So hearing is important. And the remaining eight processes depends on the quality of what we hear. If we hear properly, we will chant properly. We will remember properly. Everything will become proper if the chanting, if the hearing is proper. So we have chanting and hearing as our essential practice. Hearing and chanting. Most important. So we chant. A fortunate soul wakes up in the morning. What is the best thing? To clean the body so that we start to chant and hear the name, holy name, pure holy name of Krishna. That makes our day perfect. Makes our life perfect. Make our lives meaningful. Depends on the pure sound which begins our day. So we have Mangala Arati. Mangala Arati. We don't call it Sandhya Arati. It is Mangala Arati. It's Mangala. That's the beginning. Yes. Yes. So we begin everything with chanting to create a consciousness. So the Papa said, when he stole Kisambaram, it is in Vrindavan. He called his mother Brahmana to come so that they wouldn't be offensive. See how pure devotees they think. They always think in terms of the welfare of everyone. So Prabhupada was considering them. So he called them. Come and do all their rituals that you know. So they will have respect. It is just for their own benefit Prabhupada did. So when they came and chanted, Prabhupada told the devotees to have kirtan. So kirtan was going on through. They were doing their rituals there, all kinds of mantra, the chanting, without even understanding why they're chanting. So when they finished chanting for 3 days, the devotees were having kirtan for 3 days continuously chanting. When they left, Prabhupada said, the installation of Krishna Bharam temple is the kirtan, not all these useless rituals. So what do you call them? To help them appreciate Krishna Bharam, so we'll get blessed. That's why they said this English temple. They don't know anything. They move offense. So now, to go to Vrindavan, you hear in the morning, 700 crystals is voted in the street? No. 1,000 crystals distributed. Where? In the temple. Right in the temple compound. Why? The deity and for many people, the beauty, the marbles, as bringing people. Majority of people come to the temple, they don't see Shamasuna or Krishna Bharam. They are looking at the building. Oh, marble. Nice. Prabhupada No, it's Sanskrit. Sanskrit, the misconception. A nature of pure devotees. Did you remember the question Siddhis asked Sutta Goswami? One of the questions. There were six questions the Siddhis and Amishara asked Sutta Goswami. Anyone remember? Anyone? That's six.
How to counteract the effects of Kali?
Yes. We asked Sutta Goswami, what do you ascertain to be the ultimate good for everyone? You get a question? The question is about
welfare.
Swamiji, what can you help me? My problem? My problem so serious. Can you help my problem? I need problem. I have problem. Can you help me?
No.
The question was, look at the whole world. What do you think is the solution to the problem? That's how they think. So magnanimous. And the nature of pure devotees are very concerned about the welfare of everyone. Sri Mahaprabhu was asking Hare Das Thakur, I came to deliver the whole world. Now I have made human beings to chant Hare Krishna. What about trees? How are you going to chant? How am I going to deliver them? How do we think? How do we think? This is my enemies who perish, should be crossed. Krishna should finish. Total annihilation. How pure devotees think. Hare Das Thakur, when he was beaten in 22 marketplaces and killed, apparently. So they brought the dead body to the Qazi and the Nawab. So we have succeeded in killing him. So what to do with the boy? We should bury him. Say, no, no, you cannot give him that kind of honor. No, he's so contaminated that you don't honor him like that. You should burn his body. No, that is too much of a honor for him. Throw the body to Ganga so that he'll get purified. That's much of it. Don't bury the body. No, burn it. Throw it to the Ganga. That is the arrangement of Saraswati. Saraswati influences the intelligence. Because she knows Haridas is not dead. If you bend a body, he won't wake up. So influence their intelligence. Saraswati. The Christians are to do service. Do your service. So throw the body in the Ganga. So Haridas woke up. And he came back. When we are in danger and we get delivered, what do? We try to keep ourselves away from dangerous situations. Hare Das Thakur went directly, as soon as he woke up from the Ganga, he went back directly to the Qazi and the Nawab. He didn't go to meet the devotees. He went back to them to go and see them. What is so hard as the way? Sure. He said, I beg him, please. From yours. Now we understand your devotion. Please forgive us. How did I was smiling? Say, I have no problem. I just want to come and tell you to chant Hare Krishna. That's all. So when that was settled, then Hare Das went to the devotees. magnanimous. So you want to be disciple, you want to be devotee, Krishna. These principles have to be followed. In the same place we are going, the same Krishna we are going. So it is the same system, it is the same process we are going to follow to get there. So our Acharya Guru will follow one way. The process of pure devotional service to Krishna. The same way that all our Acharyas follow. That's how we have to follow. Know the alternative. Yes,
Guru Maharaj, in 2 weeks' time we'll have the yatra. So what should be the attitude of a devotee when he approaches Lord Jagannath? What should be the mood of his prayer?
What should be the consciousness? What should be in your mind, in our mind? While we are pulling Jagannath, that was the question.
So we should understand what Jagannath festival means.
What does it mean? The gopis taking Krishna back from Kurukshetra to Vrindavan. That is Atayacha.
You know the ordinary mundane activity, pulling, everything is wood, the cat is wood, they didn't put the wood. You know the pulling, charity's activity, pulling wood on one end of the road, another end, and take plenty of prasada. That is not. Gopis are taking Krishna from Dwarka, from Kurukshetra, back to Vrindavan, because Srimati Radharani was feeling. There is too much noise here. There's too much noise. Do you know what she's calling noise? You know what the gopis are calling noise? Noise. Soldiers, oh, it's a heavy distraction. Soldiers, elephant, Krishna, prince, opulence.
Yeah.
So the gopis say, this is a distraction for bhakti. No one, simple. What is the opulence? Chintamani Dham. Chintamani, the trees are Chintamani, the soil is Chintamani, the river is Chintamani, the bird, the sea, everything is Chintamani. Everything. Therefore, a Krishna is not a prince or a king. He is a cowherd boy. He's a playboy. Not a king, it's a playboy. Have you ever seen a king dancing?
Never.
You never see Narayan dancing with who? There's no chance for him to dance because he's so much opulence and he didn't worship. You see, you sit in the throne, you have to be worshipped. How will you dance? Krishna is a cowherd boy. It's a playboy. Dancing with friends, they're playing and fighting with each other. The cowherd boys are not fighting with Krishna to beat him. They're fighting with Krishna to give him pleasure.
Only Brahma is essential. Therefore, your relationship is very sweet. Very sweet. So the gopis didn't feel that mood. They didn't feel that mood. So the Samatra and Rani is lamenting. He is the same boy. He is the same me, Simatrani. Krishna, Simatrani, we are here, but what I experience is not manifesting here. Therefore, this place is not wonderful place. Let us go. Is that another activity? Let us go to Vrindavan. So, we are returning to Vrindavan, where the festival of Brajavasi is celebrating their friendship with Krishna. They are celebrating their joy with Krishna. Let us go to that environment where everything is peacefully joyful and sweet. That is Ratha Yatra. So we are pulling the Jagannath, that should be in the mind. And carefully chant, not discussion. If you're not going to hang on the Jagannath cart and not be with Jagannath or understanding what we're doing, we are doing something which is very, very spiritual, very powerful, and beautiful. So let us celebrate it. Our benefit. The journalist once asked the Lord, this festival we are holding here, what are you trying to teach us? What is it? The Prabhupada told the journalist, I am showing you how God is enjoying life. He thought that the Prabhupada didn't hear his question, so he repeated the question, and the Prabhupada repeated his answer. I want to show you how God is enjoying. You don't know how to enjoy, so I'm showing you how God is enjoying. So you want to enjoy, join Krishna. Means enjoy, then you can enjoy. Because the mistake we all make in the material world is that we want to enjoy independent of Krishna. It's not possible. So Prabhupada said, I'm holding the festival to teach you what is enjoyment? Because we are looking for that, but we don't know it. So I'm showing you how Krishna is enjoying life. Look at the Jagannath, opening, giving his darshan to all the people around, blessing him through the name and also seeing him, his form. Look at the decoration, so beautiful, so attractive, so charming. It has effect in the mind and your consciousness. So we see it. So I'm showing you how God is enjoying. So if you want to enjoy, come and join this. Live where you are and join this. That's Ratha Yatra. So we are consciously pulling the cart with this mindset. Then we are doing the prayer. And then it will be very, very purified. Very powerful festival. So if you look very carefully, every Ratha Yatra, you are going to see devotees you have not seen for years. True or not? The devotees you don't see regularly in the temple, you see them on that area. The Rata Yatra, they will all come. They must live with it. But they are not coming here every day. But there they will be there. So festival is, yes, bring people together. That is the magnanimity of our chariot, who are acting exactly like Krishna. They have one mind with Krishna. We're talking about first class devotee knows the mind of his Vishwam Master. First class devotee knows Krishna's mind, so he can adjust Krishna's instruction. But second class, third class disciples should not interpret the Guru's mind, Guru's instruction. They have to follow it as it is. First class can change because he knows the mind. They're communicating. So he knows. So when you make adjustment, it will correspond and everything will, the goal will be achieved without any impediment. Like Prabhupada did. He adjusted certain things and the result is perfect, wonderful. We've seen the result. There's a difference. Right?
Thank you.
So what are you going to do?
Adopt the same attitude.
Throughout the whole time, we don't think how fortunate we are that we are here. Tune the remnant to the gopis. This is a fortune. It's a great fortune. He laid a foundation for us to build on. So let us don't change the foundation, to simply build on it as it is. That is what we have the right to do. We cannot change the foundation, we simply build on it as it is. We'll be successful.
What lesson was he trying to teach to humankind? I mean, as a baby he came and then killed Putana, resulting to violence.
Krishna came and killed so many demons.
Yeah.
What is Krishna teaching? By killing demons. Krishna, he told us that is his natural activity. That is a natural activity. Charitana sadhana
masrata
duskriti. Krishna came to the devotees of Krishna have been feeling pains of separation from him. So Krishna came to relieve them from anxiety in the face of suppression by presenting himself to those people. Oh yes. Yeah. Happy. For him to do that, Krishna had to remove the unnecessary the demons. Clear them. So the devotee can peacefully practice. Because the demon's business is to make sure God is not glorified. They should be glorified, not Krishna. That's the demon's business. King Vena said, what are you talking? What are you talking? You are like a chaste lady. After your husband is maintaining you seriously, you are keeping another man in your heart. I'm the Lord Vishnu here. Whom are you talking about? I'm talking about somebody else apart from me who is Lord Vishnu. I'm Vishnu. Don't. Don't waste our time worshiping someone else except me. That's vision. If you have to worship somebody, it is me. I'm your king, is it not? It's me you should worship. The sages couldn't take this. What kind of thing is this? So they were thinking, we put him on the throne, so it is our responsibility. Yes, to remove him. If you don't do this, we are going to create problems. So they removed him. To play the part for auspiciousness. Demons will give chance for devotees to glorify Lord Krishna. Chant Hare Krishna. You should perform sacrifices. Sing the glories of Krishna. Hear about Krishna's person. Not about demons. But demon doesn't want that. And the same nature we have, because we are tiny demons, so we also want to hear about ourselves and not Krishna. Right. So here, if one of us has to vote for any one of us here as God, who are we going to vote for? There will be one vote. Because I'm not going to vote for any person as God. I will vote for myself as God, so we'll have only one vote. That's demonic activity. So Krishna wants to clear that. So we can have a bona fide way to worship Krishna. Right?
Maharaj added to this question, but what about his playful and joyful pastime as a child when he gets pleasure to the Mazda, pleasure to the Gopis, pleasure to the Gopas? What is the message for the mankind, particularly in this type of atmosphere?
Suffering is not natural. Suffering is not natural. Enjoyment is natural. But we don't know how to enjoy. So Krishna is doing. Iti drikswa lila bir ananda kunda. By such childhood pastimes as what? As this. This. Krishna drowned inhabitants of Gokul in
pools of ecstasy.
Ananda Kund. Created a lake of bliss, not a lake of anxiety or frustration. It's bliss. Krishna created for his devotees, and at the same time he's showing, see, Gyani, see what is happening. See here. See these people here, they didn't go to school, they're not scrutinizing scripture, they're not churning the ocean of the Veda, you are churning the scripture. What have you gotten?
Yes.
Dry. The gopis, what are they churning? Only Krishna's pastimes. So when Krishna came and saw what I saw, that churning what I saw. Why you what are they churning? The Gyanis are churning, they are remaining dry. You have me as a son. What are you churning again? Give up this churning business and feed me. Let me enjoy. I'm being such a clever boy. Krishna didn't tell mother to stop. He just held her hand. Mother should have smiled. Just see. My son is so clever. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has said, Krishna is the greatest jewel of all cleverness. He did it. And as soon as he did that, he held Murashoda's hand, she immediately understood. So as he gave up churning, Krishna climbed on her lap And Krishna smiled to himself, I'm so powerful now. I claim my right. I don't need my mother to raise me there. I claim there. That is my right. So I got it. And he, Krishna was there, looking at his mother. The mother was looking at him, enjoying. But Aishwarya is the only qualified woman to be the mother of Krishna. Because her vasala prema is supreme. Nothing compared to it. As soon as she saw her baby Krishna coming, automatically milk started flowing from her breast. No one has that affection as Aishwarya. Sometimes mother, the baby has to squeeze the breast for the milk to come out. You know? Did you experience that? Haribol? Did you experience that?
Yeah.
That's it. Aishwarya doesn't do that. As soon as she saw Lord Krishna, see, baby Krishna was just coming, rubbing his eyes because he was sleeping. He was coming and stretching his body. Immediately, Mother Aishwarya saw that breast was just flowing with milk. That was affection. And as soon as Krishna climbed there, the milk was flowing and there was a great commotion. The milk was flowing continuously out of affection, and Krishna was drinking continuously without stopping. A competition. Krishna cannot stop drinking and the milk cannot stop flowing. Serious competition, and that competition became a serious commotion also. The milk Mother Aishwarya was building the fire was thinking, if this continues, Krishna's belly is going to fool. So what is my service? What is the use? What is my value? If he just dies, he committed suicide by entering into the fire. That was the suicide from the milk Krishna's boiling. Alright, so much for the Yashoda mind was boiling. She was thinking every day. And Krishna goes to the houses of the gopis to steal water. Because when I give this milk to my house girls to boil, they will burn it. Therefore, you got no taste in my house. So Krishna has to leave my house. We're going to steal water somewhere. Today, I am going to show how I am really a mother for my son by really preparing this by my own hand. From today, Krishna will never steal water in any person's house again. This is the first thing I want to do, to show my motherly affection for my baby. Second reason, I will offer this butter to Lord Narayan, so Narayan will be very happy to give immortality to my son, Krishna. For these two reasons, he said that she got on very early. And she took back all the previous churn butter, she took all of them back and started churning them. And the fresh milk which she got for her from her special cows. She has special cows. Out of the 900,000 cows of her husband, Nanda Maharaj, there were 9 special ones, Padmadanda. Cow. It's only Mother Yashoda that has them. They are completely black in color and she has a special grass for them. No other grass, this cow never eat any other grass except this grass. It's so special that the milk from the cows have the aroma for the grass they eat. So that cow, that special milk, she was boiling for her son. For these two reasons, he was churning the butter. Boiling. So the milk was not ordinary. She committed suicide because there is no service. In Goloka Vrindavan, in the spiritual world, Mother Aishwarya is cooking. and she can at the same time do something else outside the kitchen and communicate with the rest of the cooking on the stove. She's boiling sabji. She will ask, "Sabji, are you cooked?" And the sabji will respond, yes, I'm all right now. They will communicate, they will speak together. She doesn't have to go there and check personally to see if the sabji is boiled or the rice is cooked. She will ask, and the rice or whatever she's cooking will respond, will tell. Let's go look at it.
But would the sabji come down from fire on his own?
If there is no service after cooking, and your Krishna will not have appetite to eat, the commotion. So what is the use of my existence without service of Krishna? As the nature of pure devotees. Without service, they cannot exist. Well, a neophyte devotee, if you have no service for Krishna, it's okay. We feel very comfortable. Or we think we are very... Yes.
Definitely.
That's the difference. If you are devotee without service, they are dead. They can't exist without... What is the connection? What is the connection? The disciple with the guru. The disciple with Krishna. What is the connection? Without service. There is no connection. Even if one has taken initiation without service, there is no connection. So every devotee must have service. I have service. Here we only have backup service and daily service. Right? Cow service is abandoned. Because every person is only one service or two services which are very. So what else to do? You should do other things. You can cut the grass here. The service. But this is too low for our position. So we don't see this. Every devotee is hanging up in the backup service and dating service. Right? Yet we have to employ cleaners who clean them to cut the grass. Right? So what is the menial service? Where is it? Where is the menial service? Menial. Only on the page of the scripture, not physical. The devotees have to manifest this. So, for pure devotees, the sabji or rice or whatever Mother Shada is cooking, if they don't save it, they will commit suicide. They mean committing suicide. There's no service. You see what is happening. And I'm just here, I'm waiting. Mother Shada got up very early in the morning. And this binding of Christian pastime took from morning till the evening. The whole day was spent on it. So Krishna performed all his childhood pastimes. For the pleasure of his devotees. So he killed all the demons. His children, as his baby, lived in Govardhan seven years. Who will do that? How many of us will raise a bag of cement for 1 hour?
For 1 hour?
Too much. To raise a bag of cement for one hour.
Raising it alone is an issue.
But here, a seven-year-old boy is holding a heavy mountain that would take 1 6-hour, 7 hours to go around it for good 7 days.
So it's more
It is symbolism of the fingers. You hear about him, not somebody else. So Krishna performed these past tense to entertain us. So in those days, when living entities were more fortunate, the custom was to hear Krishna Katha morning and evening, what Prabhupada established. That was the culture. The people would go to the temple to offer their respect to the deities before they go for their daily business. When they come, they have to go back to the deity also to give a report and to tell the deity thank you for the day activity before they go to the house and rest. That was the culture. It is forgotten, and Prabhupada re-establishes it back. The temple will have that principle in the morning, in the evening. So we are prepared, we have been given a process to prepare our mindful sleep, which is Krishna consciousness. And Prabhupada did that for us. Now we don't have the auspicious practice of going to see the deity in the morning and see the deity in the night before we go to bed. Now what do we see? Television. Is it not? No more Ramayana, no more Mahabharata in the house. Now it is television. Heritage. Our heritage is stolen by our technological advancement. So is that advancement? Demonic advancement. Civilization means to hear about Krishna in the morning to prepare for the day, and hear in the evening, and to prepare our consciousness to go to bed so we can have a peaceful Krishna conscious rest and not nightmare. Demonic civilization is making us have nightmares. Instead of dreaming about Krishna, being in the Harinam or devotees in the sleep, or taking classes in a dream, or serving your spiritual master in a dream, getting instruction from your spiritual master in a dream, that is gone now, because we are not preparing ourselves. Thank you.
Technology,
if you focus on our spiritual advancement, it's like we'll be staying in touch, you know, watching the limelight, what's happening. Is it not? Can't we give credit to our scientists? Now we can keep in touch with each other, to a cell phone and to a WhatsApp. Right? And we give some credit to them.
I mean, physically, you completely cut off from the technological.
It's okay, man.
Technology. Technological.
Technological advancement. Disturbance.
Wow.
Mm. When General Bhishma Dev was leaving the planet, sages from all over the world came to Haryana in India, in New Delhi. How did they come there? Even from Germany.
Why was that?
Even by Germany, they said, not telepathy. From Germany, he came physically to Kurukshetra. Physically. He used Lufthansa. Was Lufthansa a Christian that time? So, how did he come?
By mystic power.
That is civilization. That's civilization. That's advancement. Not aircraft that will crash. Are you going to come late? He was not late. He met Bhishma Dev before he left. He was not late. So there's an announcement.
Okay? I'm not finished, but 2 minutes.
Swana Karisi Angmar Parikshit. Yeah, Guru Deshukadeva Goswami lives in a forest and you live in a palace. How did you meet? How did you meet? Yeah? You were curious. Because they're not staying together, I can say we communicated. He is in a jungle in the forest. Parishima, I didn't know where he was. And he didn't go to him. He simply went to Ganga. He was sitting there, and Sukadeva Goswami came to meet him there. So Swami Parisi said, how did you get this communication? The Guru has a come and meet you. He didn't call for anybody. He came right on time. How? Parisi Maharaj said, My grandfather's fortune is what I'm enjoying. They are Krishna's friends. Krishna's friends. So Lord Krishna did the ruling. That's civilization. That's civilization. There was nothing like. Oh, he came when I was just 1 day left from there. After 7 days, he came and it was just 1 day, so I was late. No. Right?
Timely.
Right on time. See, everything was perfectly communicated. That's technology. Prithu Maharaj, his footwear, when he puts his feet inside, he can take him anywhere. Anywhere he wants to go. Anywhere. His footwear. What is that? What is footwear?
Technology.
Yes. That's technology. Not this thing. That's technology. Understand? Kadamamuni, his building can move. If you're not interested in Bonake, he will just move to fly.
In the space.
Our building can move today?
No way.
Even if you are tired, I don't like this environment again. When I was staying here, we were only 7 devotees, and we were very, very peaceful. We're very happy, everything was very nice. Now we will have 100 devotees fighting. So I don't want to stay in this environment, I want to move. Will you carry the building? You cannot. Start with technology. The mansion can travel at a will. Not that it's all moved from here to that place, it can go to heaven. Can we? It was a skyscraper. Who was the architect? Our president architect, can they build it? They can even have even a small knowledge about it? Never. Never. I went to one place in Maharashtra. It is a preaching center. Some devotee has donated to the movement. And this is an old building. So devotee want to break it and renovate it. All the sophisticated bulldozers that were brought in, none of them can take one brick out of that building till today. So they have to amend it as it is. And use it like that. Nothing can break it. It's technology. It's advancement. Right? It's civilization. All right,
go ahead. All right, Prabhupada was mentioning something that is a little bit startling.
Mm.
Prabhupada said that 100 years ago there were no vehicles.
Yes.
And in 100 years time there will be no vehicles.
Yes.
So where is our technology hanging?
Okay.
And Prabhupada's argument for no vehicle is that all the oil reserves, crude that used to make fuel, will be dried up in 100 years time.
Yes.
So there will be no aeronautic fuel, there will be no petrol, there will be no diesel, and solar energy does not have a refill.
Mm.
So even if you improve your technology to give solar cars, they won't work in 100 years time.
Yes.
We will come back to basis.
Working. Let's try it.
So it's just that it's a distraction.
Yes.
And we are justifying the distraction.
Because that is where we have been degraded to. So when we hear the word degradation, we should try to understand what it means, degradation. We are degraded. What is that? Degraded. Is that what it means? That we are limited to a certain condition, we are thinking that this is wonderful. How wonderful it is. 100 years, you're not going to do it. Yeah, we should use them, but we should know that. Oh, I'm so degraded to this level. The cell phone, so I have to depend on cell phone now. This, so I'm so degraded to this level. Not that I'm so advanced to this level. That was true. So you understand? All right. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.